Are you squinting right at the glasses?
Yeah, I take the glasses off. It's a good look for me.
Is it a nice look?
It's a good look.
You know what's not a good look?
What?
Just the people are not used to the beard. You don't do the beard. Why are you trying to be like me?
I'm not. Okay, hold on,
I'm just saying.
Cut it for a second.
Millionaires is sports show. Got me in my hormones. All gas, no brakes, score 4-0. If you think you own this place, you get foreclosed. I've been in my head, but it's not about a T3. Yeah, I like to learn, but there's nothing you can teach me. We all got opinions. You about to hit a meat tree of bitches. CSJ never really misses. GD7 land, baby, shout out to Indigenous. My girl, she got mad at me cause she don't know the difference. Between this and them, nah, you about to witness. Well, freedom is so now, I tell that girl, get out my business. Do this, I ain't joshing on the grind like Eric Costin. Sit around and grab a drink, you talking what you wanted. It's mostly you don't know me when it dropped, then I'm mostly what they bopping. You can say what you got when it's Tuesday, I'll be locked.
I'm just asking what all the people are asking, and I'm asking myself, and I felt maybe the microphone will bring out the truth.
There is no way in my entire life that I could truly say from now moving forward that I want to be like you. You're not Mike.
Listen.
Now, Mike is a guy looking, I want to be like.
Tell me.
I want to be like Mike.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
It's like I'm looking into a mirror.
I feel
awkward.
The same.
Hold me closer, tiny dancer.
Listen. I told you, during the break, I didn't want to shave. I'm changing up the look right now. I'm just changing it up. Actually, I'm getting compliments on the beard.
I never said it would look bad.
I didn't say you said that. No, you've actually... But the feedback, you know, in the general public's been pretty decent.
We beard guys got to stick together.
We have to stick
against
together.
Against the non-birds? We got to fight those guys. You know what I mean?
But I'm not... You know, now, I told you in the car, and this is the thing, Roster,
right.
Is that I'm not shaving this thing off until I hit my fitness goals.
Yeah.
Which could be a long, long time.
Can I tell you something?
No.
I had the same plan 20 years ago.
Oh, no. Okay. Speaking of plan, you better plan on getting to the social media channels. I want to give a shout out to Georgie P.
Yeah.
The George Proto.
Yeah, sure.
He goes, hey, it was a little bit of confusing because he tried to find the Instagram handle. He goes, I didn't realize it was Sports SS, like Sports Show Podcast. Right. He goes, you should clarify that. So you know what?
Thank you, George.
Thank you for your feedback. You know, you didn't have to say it in front of all those people, but thank you for your feedback.
No, I think it's better because he was clarifying in front of everyone.
He's a great guy.
You know, Tony the Croatian also sent me a message, or actually I met him for lunch a couple weeks ago, and he said the same thing. He goes, love the show. You guys are funny, blah, blah, blah. But hey, it's happening slowly. These increments are happening.
Increments, yeah.
Hey, so, they're boys.
Hey, Croatian Tony, thank you. Georgie P, guy's a gem, by the way. He's awesome. He listens.
That whole team you got there. You got a butcher on your team?
We got a butcher on the team.
That butcher, I saw the picture on Facebook. Then I clicked. I was curious because I've never seen this gentleman before.
Right.
And I'm not lying to you. That's like my secret. If I became a millionaire tomorrow, that's what I would want to do for
you
a job.
You would go and butch?
Yeah. So if I become a millionaire and I'm like set, but I still need a hobby because I've quit my job and I want to just do something. That's the job I've always kind of been interested in. I think it's so crazy what they get. You get this cow and what you can come out, how much food comes out of this thing is crazy, right? Yeah. And it's attached. There's a lot of barbarians out there thinking, just grab a knife and chop away. No. There's a skill here. It's a skill.
It's a big skill. And try to get a flank steak on your own with no training.
Hey, good luck.
Try.
Hey, how about this? Where is the flank? See what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
See? So anyways, thank you, Georgie P. So remember, sports show podcast at
sports
show.
Two S's.
Podcast, sports show podcast, Podbean, Spotify, iTunes, the YouTube channel. We got a couple more subscribers this week.
Well, that's amazing.
That's amazing. I don't know what
it's got to be the beard.
It's got, see?
Keep the beard.
It's aesthetically pleasing.
Hashtag, instead of suck hard for Bedard.
Right.
Keep the beard. Keep the beard.
Hashtag keep the beard. There it's been awesome. Yeah, buddy, that Jokers hockey team that we have a good group of guys. It's a good group of guys.
Great guys.
Yeah, great guys.
Beautiful. Sports
so that
show.
Butcher is Jimmy V. That's the Jimmy V. You don't know Jimmy V.
No, but he's got the coolest job. B, he's got the coolest name. Jimmy V?
Yeah, he does a little real estate on the side too.
That is the same guy. See, the guy I thought was a real estate guy, then when you told me he was a butcher, I was like, it's somebody else. Same guy. So not only is he cutting up the meat, he's cutting up the market.
he's cutting up the market.
I love it. Beautiful. All right, Sports Show 242 live.
Love this place.
Last week, CJSW, we were live on live. I listened to the show. I basically told my entire team to, and that's why the ratings are through the roof, right?
Could be.
But I'm going to tell you something. Right now, emergency podcast real quick. They cut us off on pass or fail. They cut us off.
I know.
There's going to be a fight later, just so you know.
I think it's twofold. A, I think we're taking a few liberties.
Maybe.
A few liberties.
Possibly.
Fine. But they started us late.
They did start us late.
They started us a little
late. What's right is right.
That's what I'm saying. And that was the bread and butter. Maybe that's why we got the subscribers.
Possibly.
Maybe this is working. We're like, whoa, what happened at the end?
Yeah, well, I got to hear what happened.
I hope so.
Because it's a good one. If you think last week was good, wait until you see what I pulled up for Maga Malaka this week. All right.
Okay.
With that being said, another emergency podcast real quick this week. You know, me and Dimitri aren't shy about it. A little shy. We're closet WWE fans. But the closet's halfway open. Anyways, that's a whole thing. This week,
it's more of a walk-in closet.
It's a walk-in closet. Yeah. So, Vince and Kennedy McMahon, they got rid of the guy that started the WWE years ago. Okay,
on allegations
that he had done some bad things. Okay, that's all taken care of. All of a sudden, the ratings. Let's go backwards real quick. The ratings were dropping. Something was happening. It wasn't working. People were leaving. Blah blah blah. They get rid of him. Plus the allegations. All of a sudden, the ratings start going up. Triple H or whatever. What's his real name? John Levesque, I think.
Paul Levesque. Yeah.
He starts taking over with his wife, Stephanie McMahon, right? And this other guy, Nick Khan. They start taking it and it starts moving up. Ratings start going. Wrestlers that were, you know, told to leave, that were pretty big names, all of a sudden coming back. Things are starting to go. Ratings are through the roof. In fact, I heard this yesterday just by chance. WrestleMania is going to be in LA this year. It's already sold out. They haven't even told anyone what the main event is. They haven't told anyone anything. Yeah. It's already sold out. A couple days ago, the internet blows up. Twitter blows up. Instagram blows up. Vince and Kennedy is back.
No chance.
Stephanie McMahon steps down as co-CEO.
Uh-oh.
Doesn't look good. And now the big word is that he's selling the whole thing to the Saudis.
Yeah.
And the world went sideways. Now, since then, they're saying that's not true. But see, this is the problem with being a wrestling fan. I don't know what to trust. I feel like this is some part of the show or something.
Yeah, they call that, what do they call that? If it's kayfabe.
It's kayfabe.
It could be kayfabe.
I don't know what to believe.
I don't know what to believe either. Is it an angle? Because if it's an angle, this is a great angle.
They're doing a good job.
If it's not a great angle, then you know what? He's kind of a... He got jealous. He got jealous Greek dad.
He's jealous Greek dad.
He just gave the keys to the kid.
Did you see my notes?
No, I didn't.
It's right here.
Well, do I need to?
No.
He basically gave the keys to the son to run the restaurant.
That's right.
Be like, listen, son, the pizza place is yours.
It's yours.
Now it's doing better.
Yeah.
Updated technology, new POS system.
The oven's consistently
working. We've gotten rid of Daryl, the delivery driver. We've brought in Skip the dishes. Everything's all working.
Like a fine-tuned machine.
And he's come back because he can't handle it.
Right.
He can't handle it.
He doesn't like it.
You know what? I'm convinced, and I'm sorry for saying it, but I just have to say it. I'm just convinced that it's one of those things, like being an NFL owner of a team, just wait in line until the guy dies. He ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, he is that kind of guy. And this is where I'll give him a little, like, whatever happened, these allegations, I don't try to pretend to know, and nor did I read up on it to care, I guess, is really what I'm trying to get at.
Okay.
He did start it all up. Like, this was I want people to understand real quick. He started this like, because we're all from Calgary and others that might know, he started it like the WWE originally was like the Stampede Wrestling. And now he's made it into this conglomerate, okay? Yeah. So for him to be like, oh, I'm just going to walk away, even if it was his kids or not kids, it cannot be easy. And the joke is with the Greek dads and the Greek parents, that's how they are. But I kind of get his point because you're telling him now, go sit down, dad. We'll handle it from here. He doesn't know how to sit down. That's why you have this.
While he still thinks he's capable.
That's the problem.
That's the key. He still thinks he's capable to do it. But the problem is when you run into a guy like that, it's not just Vince McMahon, it's anybody.
Right.
Greek dad, Vince, this, whoever. When you do such a good job, you got to remember this guy's taken the company, as you say, from this territory business.
Right.
Right? Like, you got to remember WWE, I'm sorry, I'm a nerdy, again, walk-in closet. I watched a documentary once. Okay. Right. I love my wrestling. The WWE was just based out of New York. It was just this little promotion in New York, and all these territory guys were just kind of like the slave trade, just kind of renting, buying, and selling wrestlers to each other and blah, blah, blah. Well, he takes it over, takes it nationwide. Then he takes it on TV. Then he makes it this global thing. Like, you got to remember, like in Saudi Arabia, that's a staple event now every year. That crown jewel that they do, right? It's a big, big thing. And so this guy, and then you got to remember when WCW came into the mix and almost took them out of business. So this guy's, it's not like he doesn't know what he's doing. And the problem is he always has that in his back pocket. Hey, I made this thing big. He's like Scarface. Who put this thing together? Me. That's who. Who do I trust? Me.
Money. Money.
Right? Like, buddy, the guy's Tony Montana-ing everyone. How can you deny him?
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
And if you do, then you're fired.
Hey, Paul, you know what a hoffa is?
Mr. McMahon, we're getting ahead of ourselves here. I am bound with Triple H's authority to buy 200 wrestlers. That's my limit. You don't think I could have found an AEW star cheaper to $50?
So good. How are we not on TV? I don't get it.
How does the world?
This is gold.
Come on.
This is gold.
Come on.
Come on.
Hey, come on.
Okay. All right. So there's your update on the WWE. Superfan Ryan and South Carolina George are now in Cloud 9. George is going to go to Cloud 10. Why? Because now we're going to talk about a little NHL.
Ooh,
all right.
Okay.
Real quick, we're at the halfway season.
Ooh.
All-Star Games around the corner. The Luch is on his way there, hopefully. God willing, we get the Luch over there. So
I'm trying to figure out how he's even still in the running.
He's in the running. He deserves it. If that Scott player can who won the MVP on top of it a couple of years ago can go, the Luch can go and really take it over. Okay?
Fair point.
So it's NHL dump and chase. It's the halfway point. Dimitri, at the beginning of the season, we had our dark horse, Pegasus picks of the year. We had our, you know, who's going to win the Stanley Cup, everything. We're halfway there now. Okay. So let's be real. Let's be real right now.
Real.
Sit down. You've seen what's in front of you.
This?
Yeah.
Mi corazón is out of the equation.
Out of the equation. What I want from you, and then me, I guess, right after, is which team, which player, which situation have you, what storyline do you like the most so far in the first half of the season? Anything you want.
Oh, okay. Anything you want. Well, listen, storyline. You can't help but deny, because being a Calgary fan, you're clearly watching the Connor McDavid Edmonton Oilers. But that's for Mitch. That's for that guy.
I got a little something for that.
That's for that guy.
I know
you too well.
Or do I?
Listen, the storyline for me is the one thing that I don't think people are talking enough about, and that's the Boston Bruins.
Okay.
Listen, they five losses this season. They're dominating. They're the best in the league. No one wants to talk about them because they're just not the teams really to be talking about. There's a lot of really other storylines out there.
Yeah.
I was debating between them and the Kraken, but I decided to give a little bit of homage.
You went through my notes again.
No.
You were going through my notes.
You have the Kraken? Of course. Of course you do. So for me, it was one. But I go, we got to talk about these guys because I can't believe they lost the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was their first loss at home since April of 2022.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking at the end of last season.
That's right.
That's incredible to me.
It's an unbelievable.
It's an unbelievable team. You can't help but say, this is the team to beat. You just can't help it. You can't have that kind of consistency and not have the restaurant full.
I agree. Listen, the Boston Bruins right now, easily, by far, like, you know, we don't want to do what every other sports cast out there does and just glorify what's the obvious. We try to. That's why the power play list and the shorthanded list is for fun. It's like, what have you done for me lately kind of thing, right? But since you brought up Boston, I'm going to go to the other team. And it's right here in my notes. It's the Seattle Kraken. Now, granted, they're on a 7-game heater. But I said, which team or which player or whatever you want to talk about has impressed you for the first half of the season? And it is the Kraken.
Yeah.
They started off hot, like they were kind of up there. And they've stayed consistent. Here's a team. Listen to these names, all right? Andrei Burakovsky, 35 points. Matty Beniers, 34. And Jordan Eberle, 34. Matty Beniers is a rookie.
Rookie. Yeah.
35, 34, 34 points respectively. 7-game heater at the moment. Third, a nice consistent third in the Pacific as of right now.
Yeah.
And they've got like a 7-point lead on the wild card guys, which are the Flames and the Oilers right now. You have to respect this team. This is Las Vegas 2.0, 3.0, 4.0. I don't know what you guys want to call it. It's coming to the point, which I'm not going to bring up again, but I'm bringing it up again. How, hey, Edmonton, you got, I saw this Instagram picture yesterday. Connor McDavid, Draisaitl, the Nuge, and the other guy, the guy with Hyman. All of you got 20 goals. Congratulations. You're barely scraping in. Whoop-dee-doo.
Yeah.
This Kraken team is filled with a bunch of misfits. I've used that word a few times. Guys that didn't want to be on, guys that were told, hey, you're not welcome here anymore. You got to go somewhere else. This new expansion team. And look what they're doing.
Yeah.
The Kraken are my, you know, well-done team of the halfway
well
point.
Done.
Well done.
Well done.
I have one player, though, that I want to give a lot of respect to because, you know, I don't, he's a Boston guy. And it's the goalie. It's Linus Ullmark.
Mm.
This guy, 22 wins. 1.87 goals against average and a 938 goals and save percentage. Without this guy, Boston is not winning all those games. And I don't even know who this guy is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Meaning he's new to the game too. He's new to the party. He's that new guy on the Jokers that you're like, hey, that guy's pretty good.
Yeah, who's he friends with?
Where's he friends?
Who's his in? Who's his in?
Who's he married to?
Yeah.
Okay, listen. Don't tell him that he's this good. Just don't get him cocky.
That's what.
Okay. Keep him on the team. Does he go to church? He doesn't. Okay, that's cool. That's cool. That's fine.
Bring a bicycle.
Yeah, tell him to come to the poker tournament. Okay. All right. You'll sit by me.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll arrange it. I'll arrange it. Okay.
Does he need to get picked up?
Yeah. Does he drink? Yeah, man. Ullmark is that guy. He is that guy. And he is going, if he stays on this consistency, he might, you know, if no one's really up to Connor's standards right now, but maybe this guy, maybe, if he keeps going this way, maybe.
Oof,
and the team does what it's
doing.
That's
a good pick. That's a good pick, Mitch. It's a good pick.
Which team has disappointed you this year? Give me a team that you're
Can I pick a player?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You can, of course.
Thanks to you, Mr. Robertson.
What?
Dallas loves you more than you could know. Oh, no. Listen, this guy's impressed me.
Yeah, man.
You go from being a playoff superstar, right? It was really his coming out party, the playoffs against the Flames, right?
Yeah.
Did really well. And then you come into this season and you're just hanging with everyone.
Absolutely.
This guy, and if you're the Dallas Stars and you're like, I don't know how long a Pavelski stays on the team. I know he signed the 1 year. You're like, I don't know this. The Ben and the Say, like, yeah, they're there, but how, you know, what's going to happen? You like knowing that you got someone on the come up. This kid's good.
I like him, man.
He's good.
You know what? He really is. And doesn't he kind of, like, can I say one thing about these new superstars? They're not the biggest dudes. Like, Connor McDavid, compared to him, is a machine, right?
Yeah.
Like, Connor's big. He's powerful. He's fast. Everything. Then you look at a guy like Connor Bedard and Robertson, and you're like, huh. This one, the NHL's kind of trending size-wise down.
Yeah,
like,
there's two. I mean, A, it's the style of the game.
Of course.
There's
sure.
no question about it.
Fun, I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's the style of the game, right? So, I mean, you know, the argument is, does a guy like him make it through the 80s? But then the other side is, they're just highly skilled. They're fast.
Yeah.
Even if there was a little bit of that, they might be able to skate around it to a degree.
Yeah.
Take that with a grain of salt. So, but yeah, no, you're right. You're right. It just stars are emerging.
It's like a whole
talent.
It's like a whole league of flurries.
It's a whole league of Flurries.
Flurries.
Quick hit. Pavel Bure or Thierry Fleury?
Oh, listen. I love...
That's a hard one, right?
See, I'll say Bure in a heartbeat because he was way more talented.
However...
But overall, you got to take the Fleury.
See, for me, it's the grit of the Fleury.
Yeah, that's right?
What
it
that, is. That's the... Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
just wondering.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Power play list. Here we go. At number five, it's Las Vegas.
Okay.
They're just doing what they're doing. Did you see that brawl they got into with Florida the other day?
Oh,
loved
man.
It. Loved
yes.
it. That's what I want to see, Vegas.
Old-time hockey.
That's how I want to get kicked
yes.
out of a bar. Like
yes.
that. I want Peter Angelo grabbing me by the collar and starting a whole melee.
Yeah.
yeah.
Old-time hockey.
That's it. At number four, it's the Hurricanes. No reason to move back on the list. I found some other teams that are doing a little bit better.
Okay.
At number three, this team, Dimitri, would be the second best team from a point standpoint if you actually look at it. It's the Toronto Maple Leafs. You got to give them some love.
You have to give them love.
I don't want to.
This might be, I want to look back.
Yeah.
But this seems to me like it might be their best start.
Maybe.
Under this regime.
I think you're right. Yes, I would say,
like, it's got to be at least up there, because you look, I think because Boston's doing so well.
Yeah.
You look at the standings, you say, oh, they're second, third, they're bouncing up, but the record's good.
Yeah, that's a good point. Boston's got like a 10-point lead on everybody else.
It's minimum. Crazy.
Yeah, so crazy. You might be absolutely right there. At number two, it's the Seattle Kraken. They're on a 7-game heater. I just said it. And dare I say, they almost took over the number one spot. But at number one, it's the Boston Bruins. I said to myself this year, 2023, hey, you got to be consistent, Hans. You got to be consistent.
You got to play it as it lies.
Hey, and that's the way it is. Let's go over the shorthanded list. I'm not going to sit here too long. At number five is the Blackhawks. Why? They're on a 3-game heater. Well done, Blackhawks. Well done. You know, yeah. You got to respect that.
You should have put them for number one. That's not how you tank.
That's not how you tank.
I hate to say it. That's well, not it's funny. How you tank.
The team that's number one right now is because they're tanking.
Oh. Okay.
At number four, it's the Montreal Canadiens. I was thinking about you, Montreal. I don't like what you're trying to do here. I don't like it. You proved to the world a couple of years ago, all you need is a good goalie and you guys can go to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah.
So go get a goalie. Don't worry about Bedard. Don't worry about the Bedard. Let's call it what it is. Coming to Montreal, it's too much pressure on the kid.
It's a lot of pressure.
You know it. I know it. It can't work out.
I felt pressure being there. I feel pressure when I go there as a citizen.
That's what I'm saying. At number three, it's John and the boys over in Columbus just sucking it all the way through. At number two, it's Anaheim. Anaheim, like legit, yesterday or a couple nights ago, get worked by Edmonton.
Yeah.
Worked by every team. I think every team should at least beat the Anaheim Ducks this year by at least 5 goals or more. And if you didn't, you didn't actually win that game.
Right.
If you didn't win by more than 5 goals against Anaheim, you did something wrong.
It doesn't count as a win.
Bag skate. And at number one, this team's on the 7-game losing streak. A couple weeks ago, they were okay. It's the Coyotes. Yeah. They really want Bedard. University of Arizona State wants Bedard. Bedard to Phoenix.
Now, listen.
Arizona, whatever.
Listen.
Yeah.
I'm not one for conspiracy theories.
Well.
But I'm one for conspiracy theories. I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
I want my betting money says it goes to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
My heart wants it to go to Anaheim.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you.
But here's the thing.
Right.
You get Arizona.
Yeah.
You get a new stadium.
You're filling that 6,000 stadium every night.
You got a little Bedard action.
Yeah.
This is Austin Matthews contract.
This is what I'm saying.
He says, hey, whoa. The NHL goes, oh, Austin, fancy running into you here.
Hey.
Oh, Mr. Bettman, you came to the game.
What?
You know, I was in town. You a steak guy? I'll have you picked up at 6.
Yeah.
You see?
I see. Hey, buddy. You don't think I saw? You don't think I saw? On the back end, they were moving the machines around. You don't think I saw it? I saw what's going on.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
You're absolutely true. Look, you know, for all those people out there that are, and me included, how does this team still last this long, 20-plus years in the desert?
Yeah.
It's little things like this. All they need, see, if they have one good season.
Yeah, yeah.
It actually means 10. It's like dog years. It's like 7 good seasons.
See, I'm on the opposite side now.
Yeah.
I'm starting to love me the Coyotes.
Right.
Like, love me the Coyotes.
Sure, they look fun.
This is a team that's that really speaks to me.
Yeah.
Don't belong.
Right.
Don't know how you're still around.
Yeah.
You've become a staple.
Yeah.
This is me on the Joker's hockey team, you guys. I love it. They're in the NHL with a 6,000-seat college stadium.
The Arizona Corollas.
They've been from the yes.
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 They've been on the brink of elimination from the league, and they always get saved. This is the greatest thing on the planet. It's the greatest thing on the planet. I am officially an Arizona fan.
I like
In fact, so much so that I hope they get Bedard and actually downgrade the stadium.
Get out of here.
To 2,000 seats.
Now we're on. Exclusive.
Exclusive.
You can only get in if you're in the crowd.
Oh,
that's
I'm
it.
Cheering for I them. Like it. Oh, I want everything.
It's like Hakkasan. Like... I got a table. I got seats.
Yes.
Can you just stand in this line over here?
You know what? Are you on the list? No. Okay. Well, yeah, it's gonna be a good year.
It's gonna be $1,000.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Hey.
This team is just impressing me more and more.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. All right. From there, we head off to the juggernaut, the NFL. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my favorite part of the year. This right here, not Super Bowl, not NFC, AFC championships. Wild card weekend is my favorite time of the year. Last week, you know, because we're kind of in a hurry today, a little bit, I'm just going to say one thing.
Just say your piece. I'll say mine and we'll move on.
Green Bay, I called all my buddies. I said, hey, guys, Green Bay, I don't know how they did it. They got ready. Watch the game tonight. I had my dad at 70 years old call me after the game. You're a bunch of losers. And he's right. Aaron Rodgers, you wanted that 50 million.
He was talking about
million.
You and me? Yeah. Was he talking
no,
about
no,
you and
No, he was
me?
Talking about actually the Packers and then about me as well. But
gotcha. Yep.
Aaron Rodgers, I'm looking at you, buddy. I loved you for years, and I still love you. But you wanted $50 million. You insisted on saying, give me the 50 so that Devontae can go and get his money. Sure, whatever you want. You wanted Randall Cobb back, which I don't seem to understand why, but you did. That game, your wide receivers early in the season maybe didn't live up to par or didn't do what they were supposed to, but they're also rookies, but they definitely moved and got a little bit better. You lost that game. End of the conversation.
Yep. He lost the game. He lost the team. He lost the season. It was all on him.
Yeah.
And it has to be all on him because the moment you ask for that kind of money. Now, the question is, you say to me, Dimitri, Mitch, does he deserve $50 million? Of course he does. I was never upset with him getting that money.
Okay.
Okay. He either gets it in Green Bay or gets it somewhere else. As a fan, I'm okay with
it. Sure.
Okay, fine. But if you're going to take $50 million and take it for yourself, basically what you're saying is invest in me.
Right.
Because I can take you to the promised land. I'm the guy that counts around here.
That's right.
I made Devontae a little more than Devontae made me. You know what, Aaron? You got a decent track record.
Yep.
Fine. We'll do it for you.
Sure.
Okay. This isn't a team thing anymore. This is all on him.
Right.
You threw to Watson in week one. He dropped the ball. You decided to penalize him.
Yeah.
Then you got to the point where all of a sudden the Packers, okay, are basically 4-8.
Yeah.
They're out of it. And now he has no choice. So he's like, well, we might as well just play football. That's well, right. Guess what? You start engaging these guys. And I've said it week in and week out. Wow. So weird. Even against the Lions, Watson, a one-handed snag into the breadbasket, making you look good, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, nice.
A guy who overthrew three terrible passes,
horrible.
Two interceptions, completely his fault.
Oh, your fault.
We got a run game that kind of works. I mean, you know, Mitch, he asked for everything, and he completely let the Packers team down. It's all on him. This is not a $50 million quarterback. Listen, Roger, Aaron, enough with the hippie crap, okay? Yeah. Enough with this whole blah, blah, blah.
Looks better
blah.
With the haircut. That's
way
better.
Well, way better. Yeah. So the thing is, Mitch, is you're not wrong. The guy, but here's the other thing too is, I've said it and I'm repeating myself. Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, these great quarterbacks, they engaged these receivers. They made stars. They were the directors of everything.
Agreed.
You know, these are the guys that, you know, they didn't just, you know, Brady would punish people.
Sure.
But he would punish people to a point where he actually wanted them to do well.
Right.
This is a guy who said, get me Antonio Brown on my team.
Right.
I'll fix this guy up.
Sure.
That's leadership.
Agreed.
That's what wins you the championships. That's just what Aaron Rodgers does not have and never had. And listen, as an arm, as a quarterback, best throwing quarterback ever. I still think he's number one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
However, you know what? When you look back on it, when he won the Super Bowl in 2010, when the Packers won it, he still inherited a team.
Yeah.
Okay?
A good point.
There was still a team. Like Driver, Jennings, okay?
Yeah.
It was still a team he inherited.
Agreed.
That's it.
I'll say this one last part. You said the word leadership. Not only do they lack it from him, he's four-time MVP. You would think that comes with the resume. It doesn't. It's something that you either have or you don't have. And Rodgers isn't that guy. He's a leader, but he's not a leader. Do you know what I'm saying?
Totally.
Matt LaFleur is also not a leader. And if you guys are saying, well, how did you come to that conclusion? When the world the week before goes sideways because somebody almost dies on the field, okay? And then we're watching the Packers game, and Walker, number 7 from the Packers on defense, comes over and pushes an athletic director, trainer, whatever you want to call them, what title they have. There's something wrong with you. Like, I'm not joking here for a second. Like, it's one thing to do it on your own. You're like, oh my God, the world's watching. You go and push, and the guy did nothing. Like, he just pushed him because he had anger, this guy. Matt LaFleur should have literally ran onto the field. I'm not even joking right now. He should have ran on the field, grabbed him by the face mask, and take him to the dressing room himself. Those players, guys like that, they do that because they know they're not going to be punished. I dare that guy to have ever done that in front of Belichick.
Oof.
Belichick would have murdered, like literally pulled out a knife and probably stabbed him on the field.
Yeah, he would have shanked him.
And it was, when I saw that, that's where, there's no leadership on this team. LaFleur lets Rodgers do whatever. Rodgers basically tells the team what he wants. He holds them hostage. There it is, done. We got to move on to the matchups, but I'm just saying.
The one thing, though, is that guy, so the...
Walker.
Thank you. Walker pushed him, and this is why he's sick. I'm not defending this, but this is why he's sick.
Yeah.
The guy's down. The trainer's trying to get in. Okay, the trainer's trying to get in the scramble, in the huddle there to get to the player. And he's just kind of pushing people out of the way just to get in.
Yeah.
Come on,
buddy.
That little love tap, like you get tackled. That's what I'm saying. Like that little love tap set you all. Like, hey, man, what are you doing? Like, come on.
Buddy, I know you're in the heat of the game and come stuff. On. Come on. All
right. It was an embarrassing season and an embarrassing end. That was the cherry on top.
Yeah.
You're right. That says it. Right. Move on. I'm sick of this team.
All right. Because Green Bay lost, that opened the door for who? The Seattle Seahawks get in. This team, I swear, is always on our back leg.
I hate the Seahawks.
Same with me, buddy.
Like,
Team they're playing are the two teams that somehow have our number. I don't know why, but you know what? At least they're playing each other. So let's set it up. The NFC, we'll start there. The number one seed in the NFC right now is the Philly Eagles. They're off this week. So what do they got to do? They got to wait for these other teams to play, Dimitri. We start today, Saturday. There's two games on the docket. We start with Seattle, 7th seed, taking on the number 2 seed, San Francisco 49ers. The line, if you want to play it, it's -9.
Okay. I definitely, for me, have San Francisco in this one. I think as a team, San Francisco is the best team, I will say, in the NFL overall. Yeah, hot take. I'm going to say it. Now, maybe they were the best team to start. The question mark is the quarterback. They're still winning games. I know it's divisional, but... I think, you know, whenever Seattle and San Fran play each other, it's gritty.
Yeah.
And San Fran this year is just the grittier of the two. So the QB argument here in this one is actually neutralized for me.
Yeah, right.
Because how inexperienced one is, the other's really not that good.
I would just say watch out for this game. Not for a major upset. You said it. They're gritty. They're interdivision rivals. They don't like each other. They always play each other great. Brock Purdy versus Geno Smith. Hey, no one saw that at the beginning of the year. I'm going to take San Fran, but I don't think it's as easy as they think. You know what? San Fran, I agree with my counterpart. Maybe the most talented team in the playoffs right now, but that's a lot of pressure too.
What's the matter, Ace? Can't handle the pressure.
The other game on Saturday, it's in the AFC division. The number one seeded Kansas City Chiefs are going to sit on the sideline. They're loving life. They're feeling good over there. It's the Los Angeles Chargers at the AFC self-division champions, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Urban Meyer has got to be like, wow, I suck at coaching, like at the big league level.
Yeah.
The Chargers are favored by 1.5. Dimitri, it's 5 versus 4 in this one.
So I like me my Chargers.
You like the Chargers.
I like the Chargers. I think the Cinderella story of the Jaguars is going to come to an end here. They're just too inconsistent. I actually think this is going to be one of those big blow-up games. I'll be honest with you.
Oh.
I think the Chargers, Herbert and the Chargers are just gonna run wild on this game. I could be wrong, but I believe it. I do.
The only thing is Mike Williams is out there trying to make it a big deal. Here's the big deal.
I don't think it's that big of a deal.
It isn't. But he's been hurt all year. That's why I say to you, it's not that big. It'd be nice to have him.
Yeah.
But this Chargers team's better. But here's the thing with Jacksonville. They're slimy.
They are slimy.
You know, I call teams gritty. These guys are slimy. They're just like, you think you got them, and then whoop.
Yeah, whoop. I think it's going to be more the Chargers defense that won't get... I don't think Jacksonville's going to be able to score much.
We'll see. We will see. Off to Sunday. Here's the game. You want to talk about emotions. Ooh. Damar Hamlin's out of the hospital. He's back in Buffalo. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Miami at Buffalo. It's the 7 versus the 2 seed. Buffalo's favored by 13. Why? Tua's out. Bridgewater's out. That means Skylar Thompson's in. Dimitri, who do you like in this one?
Listen, it's Buffalo all day long, and I would even argue to take Buffalo to cover that 13.5 points, too. But if they lose this, then you know what? Forget you, Buffalo. Forget everything.
I got to admit, Matt, I said earlier San Francisco's got pressure. This is a lot of pressure,
too. Like, that's the thing. It's like a gimme putt, right?
You think so. See, here's the thing, and I'm not trying to be a hater here. Buffalo should roll these guys hard. I don't know, 13, 5 points, 100 points. I don't know. Buffalo is better there, but Miami can stand with them. If Tua was playing in this game, I tell you, it's a different game.
Story.
But
different
Buffalo
story.
Should rock these guys. But the emotional factor, because you know DeMar is going to be at that game in some capacity or another. Oh, he's going to be there. It could. I see this game, mark my words, starting off hot for Buffalo. Somehow Miami creeps back in, and we'll see what happens. The other game on Sunday, it's the New York Giants at Minnesota. It's 6-3. Minnesota's favored by 3 in this game.
So this is where I'm calling a little bit of a quasi-upset.
What?
Not because I'm a hater of the purple team.
Yes, you are.
But because I'm a hater of the purple team. I like me my Giants here.
You like the Giants.
I like me my Giants. Again, we're going to go. This is the weekend. This is pressure weekend. Wild card weekend, pressure weekend.
It's a pressure cooker.
The pressure's on Minnesota.
Yeah.
The pressure is on them to perform. On everyone, actually. Yeah. And not just Kirk Cousins. I just say the pressure is on everyone in that organization. And the Giants are just in sync.
Yeah. I'm going to take Minnesota in this one only because they're at home. I wish so badly this was reversed. I think New York is good. Congratulations on a good year because you guys sucked for a few years. I still think Minnesota at home, man, one of the toughest teams to play at home.
You're right. I'm saying that's what I said. To me, I'm taking the upset because it would be an upset.
Yeah, 100% it would be. 100%. So. No, everyone's talking about that. Here's another one. It's Baltimore at Cincinnati. 6-3. Cincinnati favored by 8.5. No Lamar Jackson. He is now 100% not going to be playing in this game.
So I have Cincinnati on here, and it's Cincinnati versus Cincinnati because it is theirs to lose. They'll only beat themselves here. That's how it is. And remember the first few weeks of the season since he wasn't doing too well?
Right.
And you and I were here and we're like, listen, just relax.
Relax.
They're getting the kinks out. Easy. It's Super Bowl hangover. Time out. Don't worry. Plus a Bengal, and the animal, it needs to stretch.
It needs to stretch.
Okay, but that Burrows.
Yeah.
Tell me the guy's not the real
deal. You know what, man?
Tell me we're not looking at maybe the next kind of Peyton Manning-ish kind of guy.
He is.
Tell me.
He's fun to watch. He's got a little swagger, it's not arrogance. It's just something about
that
kid. I like. Yeah, it's confidence. You know what? Here's my hot take. Cincinnati, they get through this because it's an interdivision rival. I know no Lamar. Baltimore's still like one of those like little thorns in your side. Cincy wipes these guys. If they can wipe them, watch out for Cincy because Cincy, to me, is the kryptonite to Buffalo and Kansas City.
Were you in the Joker's locker room?
No.
Were you in the Joker's locker room?
I was peeking in.
It's a walk-in closet.
And last one, believe it or not, I don't know why this was done this way, but it's a Monday night game. It's the Dallas Cowboys taking on the Tampa Bay, the NFC South champions in Tampa, Tom Brady and the boys. The line sits at 2.5. Dallas.
They moved it.
They moved it.
It was 3.5. Yeah.
It's the 5-4 seed. Ladies and gentlemen, Dimitri, what you got?
What I got? I'll tell you what I got.
What you got?
I got me a little Cowboys.
What?
I got me to cover the spread.
What?
I got me to take the El Calberinos.
Right.
Yeah, I got them to beat Tampa Bay, and I think they're going to do it very well.
Really?
I think they're going to do it well.
See, this is the difference
between you and I. But it's time.
It's, you think so?
So much so.
What?
That you want to hear what I was talking about in the locker room?
Let's hear it.
A little inside scoop as to what I feel my upset if the stars aligned Super Bowl would be? Ladies and gentlemen, babies, honey, sugar, ladies, babies, all of you, get ready.
What you got?
Cincy. Dallas.
What?
Super Bowl.
I kind of like that. That'd be fun.
You heard it here. That's my upset if the stars align. Smart money says Buffalo, San Fran. I'm going to tell you right now. That's my smart money. But I'm calling it Cincy, Dallas, Super Bowl.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen.
I'll tell you my pick when we get there.
I'm going to just tell you this. I don't think so. I think Tom Brady and the boys have been sitting in the weeds for the last couple of weeks, and I keep saying to myself, okay, FDX, there was a breakup marriage. Tom looks like he's regressed physically, but he's still got so much talent around him. Now, Dallas's defense scares me. Don't get me wrong, but it's Dak Prescott that does it.
That's right.
I'm a taken. Tommy boy, seven-time Super Bowl champion Tom Brady against the Cowboys. Give it to me. That's my five-star pick of the week. Next week, we'll do our Super Bowl picks. This week is just the wild card. Just enjoy the wild
just
card.
Just enjoy it. Just enjoy it.
Like, grab yourself a whiskey. Just sip it and watch it. It's nice.
Well, I'm taking the Cowboys.
Nah, you can't do it now.
On the over. To cover the 3.5. For the money-making matchup of the week.
He just had to do it. He just had to do it.
You know why? Because I was going to do it and I did it. Then you did the five-star.
But why didn't you do it? Are you scared?
I didn't know we were going that route.
Why not? We can do whatever we want.
We haven't
own this conglomerate of a podcast here.
It was just more for the fans. Yeah, I did it for the fans. It wasn't even so much for me.
They appreciate it.
That's it.
Off the rapid banter, here we go.
Okay.
Blake Wheeler, Winnipeg Jet player, had his testicle rupture after being hit in the sack with a shot. Worst pain ever, not worth the paycheck, or I'll do it again for my team.
Ooh, that's a pretty ballsy move.
head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers is in his 16th season, never had a losing season. Quit while you're ahead or let it ride, baby.
How did they even attempt a shot at the playoffs this year?
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, that team is like, Mike Tomlin and that team is just, they're jinxed, like, in a good way. Like, they have a good karma. I don't know what it is.
It's
an aura. Thank you. Yeah. Connor Bedard got back back to the WHL after winning gold with Team Canada. 4 goals, 2 assists, 6 points. That now gives him 40 goals and 93 points in 36 games in the WHL. He's on pace for 91 goals and 212 over 82, which is exactly what Gretzky had when he was in the NHL. Does this not just solidify how amazing Gretzky was at one time?
100%.
On Sunday, the Houston Texans coach, Lovie Smith, helped rally the team by going for a TD late and getting the two-point conversion. They win the game, but it also knocks Houston out of the number one draft pick. He gets fired that same day, justified, unjustified.
Do you wonder why they fell out of Lovie with that guy?
Buddy, that
what
right there
idiot.
Is, but you know what? Where I give the guy respect, he knew he was probably going to lose. He's like, oh, you guys are going to fire me? No problem. Hey, Mills, run that play. But, coach, you know I hit it 100%. Run the play.
But, sensei, run the play.
Studies show that drinking energy drinks cause hair loss in men. Do you believe that study?
I do.
Jennifer Coolidge won a Golden Globe this past week for her work on The White Lotus, but she never got recognized as Stifler's mom. Myth, not myth.
Oh, I'm milfed.
Last one. 6 years ago today, Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee released Despacito. Is that song still stuck in your head?
Still missing the Bieber.
That's it. Off to MAGA or Malaga. So we told you at the beginning of the podcast, we got cut out last week. The MAGA Malaga got cut out by CJSW. Okay, fine.
We forgive you.
We got two options this week. I don't want to hold it too long. The other day, Prince Harry's become the biggest thing lately. He's out with a book. He's complaining about his brother, blah, blah, blah. It also happened to be, I don't know if he did it on purpose, International Kiss a Ginger Day. So MAGA Malaga, gingers.
Oh.
Or mid-season NHL MAGAs and teams. So mid-season MAGA gingers. Malaga teams and whatever.
Give me the gingers.
I thought so.
Yeah.
I kind of made it easy. Here we go. First one, Julianne Moore. MAGA or Malaga?
MAGA.
Yeah,
Oh,
great, eh?
She is like just everything and everything and everywhere.
Yeah. Back in the day, there was a Spice Girl, Jerry Holloway.
Oh, yeah. Ginger Spice?
Yeah.
She was my favorite.
She was.
She was, yeah. Yeah, MAGA.
Another great ginger, one of my favorites, said it once, said it again, Lindsay Lohan.
You know, I'm going to go MAGA.
Why?
No,
why?
You know what?
She bought owns a bars in Mykonos.
I've been to her bar in Mykonos. I'd take that. MAGA. I still kept the billfold.
So here's one. If you're a big fan of Billions, Damian Lewis, Axelrod.
MAGA.
Oh, come on.
No,
he's a MAGA on my list. Love that show, by the way. Ed Sheeran, MAGA or Malaga?
You know what? I'm going to go MAGA because if you look like that and you're worth that much, you've done and
it's
that
called
talented.
Talent, Dimitri.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right? Yeah. I just said talent if you didn't rudely interrupt me.
I apologize. Okay.
Very ginger of you to interrupt me.
Here's one for you. It's everyone's favorite. Ronald McDonald.
MAGA.
What?
I think he's a creep.
You know what's weird? I just thought of this. It's not on the list. Ronald McDonald. But then Wendy, she's got red hair too.
Yeah, she looks nice.
You think they did that on purpose?
You think so?
We've been eating ginger food this whole time.
Listen, Ronald McDonald, for me, I think he's a creep. I personally think there was some kind of allegations going on with this guy. They took him off the face of McDonald's. It's how I feel. It's how I feel.
Allegedly.
Okay? Come on.
Second last one. He's Calgary's own Lanny McDonald. MAGA or Malaka?
Lanny's a MAGA. His mustache, who's a persona as well, Mustaki is a MAGA as well.
Yeah. Last one. Here we go. I just thought of it. Because when I think of this guy, I think red hair. Ed Jablonski.
MAGA. He's the MAGA of all MAGAs. Are you kidding? You're down on the I-40. Yeah. You're stuck in traffic. You're listening to the sports show.
Dildos and cream everywhere.
You clearly. Yeah. Come on.
He's here.
Lube, not cream. Lube. There's a difference.
That's sure. You're right.
Synthetic compound.
You're right.
Got me in my hormones. All gas, no brakes. Score 4-0. If you think you own this place, you get foreclosed. I've been in my head, but it's not about a T3. I like to learn, but there's nothing you can teach me. We all got opinions. You about to hit a meat tree of bitches. CSJ never really misses. GD7 Lion, baby, shout out to Indigenous. My girl, she got mad at me because she don't know the difference. Between this and them, now you about a witness. But freedom is so now I tell that girl. I'm a business. Do the same, Josh, and on the grind like Eric Austin. Sit around and grab a drink, you talking what you wanted. Most of you don't know me when it dropped, then I'm mostly what they bopping. You can say what you got when it's Tuesday, I'll be locked. You gotta hit the showers.
Thanks, Roster.
Have a great day, guys.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah.
MAGA Malaka, NHL.
Okay.
Kadri.
MAGA.
Huberto.
Malaka.
The Washington Capitals.
MAGA.
Austin Matthews.
Malaka.
Yeah. What happened?
It's not the same year. What does that mean?
What?
Does that?
Arizona.
Yeah. What? Stanley Cup.
By the way, on the ginger list, I kid you not, I Googled gingers because I don't know all of them off. Rihanna's on there.
No.
How does that make, buddy, I'm not joking. I double clicked to make sure I was like not going crazy.
Huh.
For some reason, she's classified as a ginger.
Okay. How about this?
Sure.
Ginger snap cookie.
Gray call. Yes.
Okay. How about this one?
Sure.
Ginger beef.
You know what? Makes me bloaty? No.
You're not a ginger beef guy.
I don't like it.
Really? I'm a staple ginger beef.
Yeah, I get it. It's tasty, but man, it's just not.
You know what's really tasty? It's like the most under, you go to a Chinese restaurant, fast food, or sit down. It's the mixed vegetables.
Yeah.
Damn, those things are good.
They're tasty.
I don't know if it's the oyster sauce or whatever the broth they're using.
It's the broth. Of course. When has a carrot ever tasted like an oyster?
You know what? We should do that for cuisines.
Malaka,
write that cuisines. Down. Write that down.
I'm going to put this
write
down.
That down. Okay. Speaking of cuisines, that's just some food for thought.
There it is. God. All right. Okay. Goodbye.
So really, eh?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm just getting sick of all these really good episodes.
Like, buddy, I thought we were like an hour, almost an hour.